Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Boss, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Boom, another day in the cold. What's up, everybody? I'm comedian Neil Wood. That's Adam Nutter over there. Yo, what's going on? And we got a wonderful guest. We got Rob Cruz, everybody. Yo. How we doing?
What up?
Feel like a little bit lion or some shit like that. My lion sucks.
Yeah, that was more
that was really bad.
Panther.
It was not a good. I'm sorry. We'll put it in.
You're hella defensive.
Yeah, did it feel
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I like, believed it.
You know, should have went Panther.
Let's shut it down. We'll start. Yeah, yeah. We'll start again.
Start again.
We'll start fresh.
Over my dead body. We don't have the money nor the time. All right. But you're from. I didn't even plug you just because so many projects. I don't even know. Yeah. You're on a ton of stuff. We'll get the plugs and see what reason. But yeah. Rob Cruz, very funny comic, as well as being a great at music and all kinds of awesome stuff. So you've probably seen some of his work already.
Oh, you know, just sucking his dick out the gate. Damn.
Yeah. That's how I do it. It's got a German. I don't know why it had like a German Du hast like thing to it for mine. I was like, I'm just doing push-ups over your dick, I guess. That's the kind of woman I want to get.
That's called sex.
Yes, she just
does man push-ups too, not on your knees, lady push-ups.
No, I want I want a lady.
Fuck me like a man.
I want gravel imprinted on your knees.
Tom, come on. We got to get the shoulders that you and I both like.
Yes, dude. Something like my dad likes.
We're right into blowjobs. How we doing? I'm a little pent up. Must be that.
Speaking of dads, so I was slightly late to this because, my dad pulled a great old man dad move on me where he hit
forgot
me with,
your name.
Yeah.
That is like, a Jim. Sick dad move.
You just call me by a lady's name. He's like, Addison, get over here. I'm like, I'm Adam. He's like, whatever, bitch, get over here. No,
didn't I used to fuck your mother?
Sorry.
He only knows. She's like, you look a little like your mother, actually.
Dad, you're 68. Why are you talking like that?
I am looking forward to the day that like my mom like gets like Alzheimer's or dementia or something like that. And then just starts calling me like cousin names.
Right.
She's like, Bruce, please.
Don't tell Rob.
Yeah, don't tell Rob.
Where the money's buried. All right, listen.
Or it's even worse.
Get his hand on.
It's like, don't tell Rob. I've actually hated him his whole life. Oh, please don't let him. Yeah.
Well, dude, that shit is so cool, man. That shit is so cool. Because I didn't know my grandma thought I was hot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
you were hot.
Yeah, because she got it. And then I took her out to lunch one time and she was kind of giving me the eyes. She was looking me up and down like I was just a piece of meat.
Yeah. Just up in there.
And I was like, damn, like that is like kind of sick to know because like, you know, that they always say like you're handsome and all that kind of stuff. But no, it was good to get the kind of validation.
Was she at like a diner with you, just knocking her glasses over, like, honey, can you pick that up for me? And you would get over. She's like, fucking nice.
She's like, slower. Nice. And
she's like, I didn't order cake with my dinner.
that whole side of family, dude, I am fucked. Dude, I'm getting like dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that. I used to fuck my grandpa that got it.
Your grandpa got it?
Yeah, he got it when I was real young. And then I told him like, I would like fuck with him. I was like 7.
Oh shit.
So I would tell him like, oh, pop, you got worms in your hands. Oh, and then he would just like freak out.
Come on, man.
It was pretty cool, man.
Did he also think you were hot?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't have the wherewithal to ask.
Fair.
He didn't do it.
Or notice the signs.
Yeah. He did it in a roundabout way. He was like, stay away from my wife. Don't you be fucking, I can see her making eyes at you. All right, don't you fuck my wife.
You making a pass?
I love you. I love your grandma. I'm like really laying on thick at like a diner. She's like, oh, I won't be ordering. I'm already going to eat.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Look at that little piece of
meat. I had enough of a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need help getting out of this chair. Not for the reasons you think. I'm going to slip out of here, baby. I'm sorry.
No.
But yeah, so you might have some dementia going, you know, coming up or some Alzheimer's coming up.
I'm very hyped.
Dude, yeah.
Because, dude, like
it's a slow drip coffee of forgetting. It's fun. You know what I mean?
French press of mental illnesses.
No, that's inaccurate. But it's
is that a drip? Is there French press?
No,
a drip?
No.
Oh, I just don't know coffee. Never mind.
That's a press.
It's this one. Fuck.
Why don't we know who is the, I mean, I am the less trash of you. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you are.
Why don't you let me handle a little bit of that?
I thought it was the same.
Sorry. I got a little.
Oh, no. Oh, so no,
I think it's sick.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave this world missing anything, dude.
Yeah.
I want to leave this world saying banana, dude.
Yeah. I agree.
I want that to be my last word.
That's a good word for a last word. That's a great last word.
Or just looking at my Jamaican aid and just being like tits.
Yeah. Big black tits. Yeah. Trail off and just buy. Yeah. What are you supposed to do? Yeah, you know, I would do a formal one. I would do a formal one early on. I would try to get in just
dear
like,
tits.
Yeah, dear tits. To my wonderful titties.
Rob. Like an email.
Warm regards, Robert.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. So what happened with your dad?
Oh yeah. So the other day he was like, "Hey man, you want to come out for like a brunch, my treat to Jersey," mm-hmm. which is an hour drive from me. And I was like, he's like, "Just to catch up, you know, hang out." I'm like, "Sure." Get out there, takes me out to a nice brunch, right? Then get back to the house. I'm like, "All right," I'm like, "I got a podcast, I gotta go. I'm like, I got work and stuff." He's like, "All right." He's like, "Real quick though, before you go."
Oh no. All right. Yeah.
"Can you help me hang this TV?"
Yep.
"That I bought him." Whoa. I bought him. So listen, I'm not trying to be a bragger, but like I am just financially better than my parents. Okay. So like I try to do nice things, right? I buy them things that they can't afford. I try to like upgrade their lifestyle when I can, you know, try to be a good kid. I'm the only child.
I mean, let's be honest, when they're both dead, you're just gonna be getting that money right back. So
they're broke as fuck. They got shit.
You're gonna get that TV back. The karma you're putting out, it'll be a studio television in fucking probably 10 years they got left.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, give or take.
We do it together. I want to see you through that TV.
Yeah, really. I want to see you through that TV.
All right.
Just a single tear coming down. It's my papa's TV. I mean, I bought it for him, but you know what I mean. Well, this is funny because I am a person who had to come over and help you put up a television. So for you to go and help your dad put up a television, I'm sure it went very well.
Oh, it was more for just I was there just to hold it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. This wasn't like as you're my expertise in hanging things. This was like a new body. Yeah. Could you hold this for me? And then it was
they called the ripped Adam Nutter. That's your father is better off getting a guy at Home Depot, dude. That's fucking insane. Hey, man, your neck is garbage right now.
70 like pounds and shoulder presses, man. I'm getting there. I'm building back, baby.
Zero cartilage in your neck. You are fucked.
Building it back, baby.
Are you still lifting?
I go every day.
Still?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have.
Did you know Adam when he was big or not?
Yeah.
Do you remember Adam when he was chunk?
No.
Oh, okay. So he only knows thin Adam. Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was just skinny and not in shape. Yeah. No, I've been consistently going to the gym every day for a while now.
Well,
like,
you have to. Don't say he's been consistently doing that, but it's only because his muscles had atrophied from the lack of working out that he had done. So they were like, "Hey, if you could at least walk a little, that would be a step up."
Yes. I don't like to use the word atrophy, even though that's accurate. I don't like you said it, but it is true. And I'm getting fucking ripped now.
Oh,
fucking jack, son.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you channeling that into the bedroom?
Don't worry about that. Just look at my fucking muscle, Rob. Just look at these fucking guns I'm getting, Rob. Don't worry about the other stuff you said. Just look at these. You
know? Drape some chicken, like skin over some chicken tenders. Yeah, I guess it looks like muscles. It's whatever. No, so you helped him with the TV.
Yeah, and then he was also, and then I was like, I did that. I was like, I gotta go. He's like, okay, but just take like 2 minutes. I just need help with my computer.
It always takes 2 minutes.
And then that took way not 2 minutes. And then I was like, I gotta go now. And he was like, okay, but I have one more. I have a problem in my car, in my dash cam thing. I go, you're not a cop. What do you need a dash cam for? He's like, well, just in case. I go, what are you doing? In case of what? So I had to help him configure that. And they're like, I'm going. I'm just going. And I left. And I got stuck in traffic.
Did he say what he needed it for?
No.
Speaking of,
he just wants it.
He's like, he just kept saying, just in case
I drive by a black guy.
Oh, that makes sense. You know, you gotta be saying,
you never know when a black guy's a foot.
No, he just kept saying just in case, like he's fucking James Bond, like on a mission or something like that. Just in case. Like, just in case for what? Like, what are you doing? You don't go past 40. You're in a 55 and older community. Like, what are you doing? Like, what do you need this for? Drive me fucking crazy.
Yeah, there's 10 black people in the entire 55 and over community. You know all of them. Yeah. Why are you being racist as well? I mean, whatever. Papa Nutter's in there. You know what I mean? But no, it'd be funny too if the camera's facing inwards. You're like, Dad, this camera's fucking in on the inside of there. Why? Are you doing a podcast in here? Are you doing a podcast? I swear to Christ.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So he's got a dash cam thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So dash three different thing, chores.
TV issues, the fucking computer issue. By the way, the reason I got them a new TV is because, by the way, I got like a 65-inch fucking 4K TV. And then when I was with my dad picking up the TV, he was doing the, I kind of like that one better. Well, that one's $3,000. And the one I'm getting you is like $700. He's like, yeah, that one's nicer though. I go, I know, right?
Yeah, I bet it is.
Get it. Oh, no? Then we're going to go with this one. That's still a 4K fucking 65-inch TV.
Listen, man. If you're now shifted where you're the father, you gotta have him do the chores. You can't be like buying TVs, him up there like, I want that one, and you're like, we didn't do our chores though, right? Like, you know, like then you're doing the chores. This is crazy, buddy. Have you considered spanking? Would you hit your father as your child?
Yeah, I put him over my knee in Target, but you know, lessons had to be learned sometimes publicly. Yeah.
Right.
That's on him.
You think I like doing this? You gonna like it? You gotta do this. I don't want to get here. Oh, okay.
You
get
over here, my daddy.
Your dad's like, you're embarrassing me. Can I still get a snicker?
Is it like a clearly weird dynamic now that you're kind of his poppy?
No,
he just keeps making me do. I just keep listening. Oh, he loves bitch. It. I just keep doing
it.
It's the best of both worlds, really.
Yeah, he's just winning.
You get
all
no
fronts.
Poppy privileges.
No, he's winning on all out. He's winning on all fronts.
That stinks.
He's crushing.
You all gotta fronts, cut this guy off, man. Who even is this guy?
Yeah, dude, he's 65 now. It's time for him to leave the nest. All right. You've had him for 15 years. All of us coming up on 18. You know, he's going to be out soon.
I'll send him out with some pack of condoms and a case of beer and be like, you got to go, man. You got to free.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
You got to be free.
And your mom's still kicking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How is she with all this?
Oh, she's the worst.
is she worse than him?
No, I love my dad. Me and dad have a regular relationship. But like me and my mom don't. And she is like a freeloader. Like she is like, she will absolutely take advantage of me. Like for real. Like she,
do you think she like gives him like a dossier before you guys go to look for TVs and listen, stuff like that? Like, are you like, this is mom talking? Like when you're like, getting
hit,
TVs?
Hit the TV, hit the washer, fridge is acting up, you know, let's see what we can do with that. You know, dog sick. See if you can pay for that surgery on three.
They break
from their fucking living room and they come out. Dude, they I feel like they walk out of the living room like fucking Ben Stiller and Dodd fall, like doing that like, together. It's like,
yeah, that's
fucking
it.
Psyched.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, man. It is like a crazy relationship you develop with parents as you get older.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you with yours?
I'm probably the closest to my father spiritually because he's dead. My mom's great. My mom's kind of had like, it's been an interesting journey, but she's like a quiet lady in a lot of ways, you know, she's soft spoken. So she's fantastic. But, and then she found like love, like, you know, she was alone for a lot of like my life. I feel like just kind of being a single mom and my sister helped raise this and stuff. So it's cool. I talk about it now, like a little, in my comedy a little bit, and she's got this great guy named Ed. And it's, you know, and they live together and it's gorgeous. Yeah, it's really wonderful. Except in the eyes of Jesus. In that case, then she's committing a cardinal sin.
And she will burn. But, you know, for now,
hard.
Not my mommy. Not my fucking mommy, Jesus. You don't touch my fucking mommy, Jesus.
Leave my mom.
I got a real problem with Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
If he's going to kill my mommy.
Dude, yeah,
he's gonna kill. I want to kill my mommy. He's gonna make her. Yeah, one Jesus kills everybody. Everyone knows that's how we get our souls
right
to heaven. But no, I mean, it is kind of funny that like a devout family sometimes it's, you know, like raised fairly, you know, religious. My grandmother's a blessing from the Pope that they signed. You know what I mean? Like, the Pope kind of like autographed a little something and sent it to her. I was like, I didn't even know that was possible. But, you know, so
chew on this.
Really.
The Pope is just signing tits of old ladies like in the crowd. Like,
yeah.
I mean, pretty much. Yeah. What do you want to address it to? What did I say? I just put it around the areola. There we go. You know, from the who the fuck you think? The Pope. Like, you know,
yeah.
What's my name? That's all he puts.
Suck at my papal.
R-U-L-E. I like Frank. I like him just also. Yeah, the Frank. Like Pope Frank.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's still there. I think he is. I think he's still hanging it. But, you know, so like fairly religious. And I know it's got to hurt a little bit because she's, you know, but she can't get married. She never had an annulment. And I think I actually wonder what I was talking about this recently. And I don't know. Did you, your parents married in the church or anything, married at all? What was your setup?
They were married. They were going to elope, and then they got some family pressure to do like proper wedding.
Marriage.
And then, so my mom is Northeast Philly Jew, and then my dad is from Jacksonville, like Catholic, like Hicks.
Gotcha.
So both of them kind of kept the religion stuff from each of their families for the most part. So with me, I got a bris and I got baptized.
They double dipped. Both
families didn't know I did either or.
Actually have never seen anyone successfully pull that off.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
wow.
I think that's actually circumcised twice. That's what I thought you were gonna say.
Which one? I'm wondering.
Yeah. I'm just root.
Right. Yeah. Root, I'm wondering. Yeah. So you had to do the bris first, obviously. So they got you the bris was done first.
I think.
Waited. Well, for only sure, I say that baby, because. Right? Yes. Yeah. Obviously for the babies and the young, but like, well. I'm not like a priest would ask to look at the baby dick, but if they found that the baby was uncut. No,
they actually do. That's actually the problem is they do.
Yeah. They unfortunately do. No.
Priests are looking at baby dicks. That's the reason we're here where we are.
Yeah. We are here where we are.
Catholics. I'm a Catholic.
Great. If I got the bris and then they dipped it in holy water.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The move. I like the thing of like, yeah, if it was the other way around.
Dude, that's how it sears it. Like you're searing a wound in the field. like you take a hot knife and you dip your fucking bris penis in holy water, and that's how you fucking, that's how the Catholic goes into your Jewish dick.
Yeah. Damn. Well, what if I go to hell dickless and then my dick is just like in pearly gates, like,
yeah.
So much fun, dude.
That'd be good.
Having a goddamn blast.
That'd be fun.
I get to see what my grandparents look like. Yeah. To see if they take the form of their old selves, so they're perfect image of themselves.
Yeah, the halo is just a cock ring.
Yeah.
Over top of it. Sometimes he just puts it on top. Oh, I feel the vibration.
Hey, Paul, your balls look like they hurt.
And I'm picturing that your dick dancing. Like, feel the vibration.
Yeah. I feel like your dick's big. It
looks
worm
like the
guy.
Dancing baby screensaver.
Yeah.
Ooh, chugga. Ooga, ooga.
So much fun. Just to watch that dick dance, stop. Baby.
Dude.
Yeah, so much fun. That'd be great. But yeah, that's an interesting balancing act. I didn't think anybody had actually pulled that off.
People have like certain expectations of me because I think like branding wise, I lean towards the Jew side,
right? Branding, of course, for branding,
way more helpful.
Yeah, me. You got
way it, more helpful. But also too, that's the only side of family I really talk to.
Gotcha.
And then like, so this is how Southern got, dude. So my
how is all the family, money? Is the money good?
Yeah,
dude, I mean,
was owning everything, Rob. Is that fucking awesome?
I would hang out with rules side of the family. Yeah, I would. I love that. You know, yeah, I was like, I clearly go with the Jews over here, guys, because at least they're the OG. Like between the Catholics and the Jews, it's literally like the OG. I'm gonna go with the OG.
Yeah, and then I own Leonard Skinner's IP. Which nice, is great,
hell yeah, dude.
But the
put in Sweet Homebound Alabama right now, Neil. The mental note. Put it underneath.
Well, fucking the.
Sorry.
Fucking rabbi free bird in my bris. Come on.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, yeah. He freed your bird. I saw you coming. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Something's coming. I have to free my bird on this. That's every bris. I'm going to free it. And like, wow.
You know, the rabbi holding a lighter in the background, just waving it as he comes in.
Yeah.
I like to think that the Catholic priest like kind of had a sense. Like, I would like to think that because if the bris happened before, he's like, it's like, yeah. It's Rob, right? It's cute. I don't know. Is this maybe, have you guys gone to a synagogue recently or anything? No. Okay. Just smells a little. I won't
feels
say
lighter. It. Just saying. Yeah. Feels lighter.
It's like, what's this tale?
He just gets like Ollivander's, like Harry Potter. He's like dragon heart.
Yeah.
Fairly pliant.
I love it. But yeah, that's, I didn't, but, good for you, man. Double dip. Nice.
But yeah, my dad's parents, I called my grandpa and that's how my goddamn peepaw.
Oh, you called him peepaw.
Southern was.
More Southern.
Huh? Yeah. And yeah, dude, I don't think he liked blacks at all, dude.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I have a hunch.
Yeah, you think it was a little thing?
I have a hunch he like looked at blacks and he was like, oh, ew.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I didn't have, yeah, that's okay. Do you have, Adam, do you have any good, like, direct, you know, I mean, I know you do, but I don't know about any of your cousins or stuff like that. I don't mean like you, because I don't know what your direct family is, but you have any family in there that are like that racist? Just kind of be like, I don't.
Italians from Brooklyn?
Yeah. I guess so.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, man. New York,
but New York racism is like weird. It's a different, New like York Southern racism has got like it's an extra. It's motivated.
Yeah.
New York racism is just kind of like, you know, how these people think. New York racism is
based
them.
On true stereotypes. Honestly, it's like, because like everyone's racist in New York. Like everyone's racist against everybody in New York.
Right.
As somebody who grew up in New York, that's 100% true. So right. Like it's very local to New York racism, if that makes sense. I know it's kind of hard to understand if you're not a New Yorker, but it's like, Italians be like, look at these fucking Chinese from Brooklyn. But that's about like Chinese from China. Like they don't know what that is. Like, they only know Chinese from Brooklyn.
Right.
Yeah, New York racism is it's groups of people that only exist in New York.
Yes.
Like it's like, I'm no Asians from New York, dude. Not you. You're cool.
I don't even. Yeah.
You're like, what? I don't know
you are.
Just Brooklyn Asians is who I hate. Neil, not saying that. This is a person from New York. I want to say that. I think I'm trying to fuck some Brooklyn Asians. That. I think.
It's very much
a Neil Nazi.
Oh, man, I don't want that to be the title. No, we're not doing that. Not letting that happen.
No,
I'd be good for the algorithm.
I do feel like it, like Southern racism versus like New York racism, like Southern racism is like racism with
Robbie.
Pulp.
Pull that mic a little closer.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Southern racism has the pulp.
Yeah. Yes.
You guys are no pulp.
Yeah. I agree.
Also, like,
no nonsense.
Like, just growing up around talking to like everyone in New York too, it's like, it's almost like I've talked about that, had this conversation before. It's almost like, man, racism. It's like almost you have to do it in New York to get by, to get along. It's like you have to be. You can't,
you'll get like stomped.
Yeah. You're just like, real fights will happen.
Yeah.
It's almost like you got to let it out because you're all on top of it.
Have you called someone an N-word to get out of a fight?
This is bad.
No.
I don't get what you're saying.
So in other words, you let the steam out. So like you just kind of make fun of each other and you're more open about it as opposed to you just try to pretend like it doesn't exist and like it builds up.
I get you. I think if I had to like put it in a different way, I get you. It's like, it's much easier, like the way you let the steam out is just like, again, like it's like these the Asians on the train or like whoever group, name a group on the train. You just hit that because you're like, all right, well, whatever. I don't mess with Asians. And you're like, you know what I mean? You just kind of put that in your brain. And then this way you just say that. And you're, but again, I don't know if you're acting. The worry is the people acting on it, obviously, just being like, what? I'm only beating up an Asian. What?
Well, that's my point. Is if you don't let out the steam all the time, you get to fucking violence. You just got to be yourself, like, look at the fucking someone
yelling in Times Square. look at these goddamn Hindus. Like, you know, you're just yelling.
Whatever.
Just like, dude, you should have just done this in your apartment. It's okay. It's okay.
It's
like,
your world, man. You get to do whatever you want with it. You know?
I don't know.
It's a beauty.
Yeah, I have it. I hate that type of stuff just because it feels like an out too. That's what I hate about racism. Like it feels like an out to me because that's what I mean. It's laziness of just being like, these fucking this. And I go like, I don't know, man, that guy could just be an asshole.
Right.
Like you're letting that guy off and blaming a lot of other people. I'm like, this guy's a dick. Like it's kind of, you know what I mean? It kind of takes the pressure off in a way.
Well, I mean, dude, living in Philly for the past like 3-4 years has changed my brain chemistry, dude.
Definitely.
So you realize it's like area things where I think all races who were born and raised in Philly are weird.
Okay.
Because I grew up in the suburbs, so I think they're weird.
Right.
And also, dude, like growing up in the city, what are you going to do, dude? There's nothing to do. I mean, there's certain things, I guess, like I see some parks with some heroin addicts in there. And like, I don't know, maybe I'm biased because I came to Philly when I was an adult, but it feels like the city is so adult. Like, how do you even be a kid in it? Like, I feel like it's all bars and like restaurants and like,
I guess
places to fucking nod out. And
Please Touch Museum, dude. The art museum area. We got tons of culture in the city.
But you could be a rich kid in the city.
I would say
but like just like an average income kid.
Yeah. I think I agree with you because all those things are at times there's a cost for entry. There's a lot of, I mean, the schools try to get things out, like resources out to them, not to like, you know, but you're right. I get what you mean. Cause this is why we have just like, yeah, you're right. You're in a city and I still have people doing wheelies down the middle of Broad, like 16-year-old kids, because I'm like, don't you go read, we've got Picasso's, like go check something out. But like, you're right. Like, I don't know. We need a wave pool, dude. What do you want? Like, what do you,
in the suburbs, I was still doing like dumb kid shit, sure. But something about it like felt different. Like,
well, you did
like,
it away from people.
Right. I would just go off into the woods and no one would hear from me.
Yeah,
it was exactly.
Oh, it's easy that way. I get you. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't grow up. I've been.
I didn't see like adults afoot, like anywhere I went, like in the suburbs. They were all in their houses.
Okay. Yeah.
And like any of the places adults hung out, I couldn't get in there.
Right.
So, like in Philly, there's insane adults everywhere.
Yeah.
So, like from a kid's perspective, I can't even imagine that. Like if I was like 12. And on the reg, I just saw heroin addicts everywhere.
Yeah.
That would fuck with me for sure.
For sure.
But I'm sure there's a strength to that where you're not as shocked by your environment when you become an adult, because I had to adjust when I got older. But I don't know.
No, dude, even growing up in Staten Island is like way different than like going into Manhattan or like Brooklyn, right? Because like Staten Island is way more of a suburb. So like, I'm out in the woods too. Like I had woods, right? I was in the woods playing football in the street. Like it wasn't like that at all. So we could do that. So even though I was in New York City, it wasn't really New York City. But then like you went to Manhattan and we're like, what the fuck? This is the same place technically. Yeah. Like we're in the same technical city. Like we're not at all. I mean, it's crazy different.
Right.
Wildly. And different. Then I preferred the suburbs, by the way, as a kid. Like growing up in the burbs as a kid was awesome. Like I would never trade that in for the world.
Yeah, that's a move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of trying to migrate back to the South Jersey.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I'm going to be here for another few years.
South Jersey.
I don't hate Philly at all. I love Philly, a lot of it, but there's just there's a factor of stress in every single thing you do.
Right. Yeah.
Where parking, like not having a driveway.
Right.
Yeah. Like you're worried about the PPA all the time. If you go to get groceries, you're worried about just dumb shit. I went to 7-Eleven and I saw an Asian homeless lady, which you never see.
Rare. That's a unicorn.
Very cool. But it was just like 7 o'clock in the morning and she was just like, just very low, like friend or foe, friend or foe, friend or foe. And then screamed in my face, foe.
And I was
like, I'm just trying to get a Red Bull. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
There's just a very there's a filter of stress in every single thing you do,
right,
which I think I needed to experience.
Right.
Because I came into the city a little too doughy eyed, talking about my feelings too much.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Stop and that now.
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's different. Which I genuinely think I needed, but now I'm like, all right, got it. Let's move on.
Yeah. Right. No, I agree.
You know, this agree,
does that make sense at all?
Yeah, 100% makes sense. It's why it's like it's not a habitable place. Like it's not like like you start to, it's like what are we doing here? Like if you look around, like again, I had to go to the studio like the other day. I was at I parked my car on the street and the whole time I'm thinking like, hope kids don't put a beach in my car like they did in Neil's car. Like, you know, like it's the only thing the whole time. It's like again, narrow street. I don't want my fucking shit getting hit. You know, I don't want again, like going down another narrow street as I leave and like someone runs out and hits my car. It's like all this fucking stress just to get home. Like, it's like,
right.
So I'm thinking so much extra just getting back to the highway on 95. And then we'll get to the 95. I'm like, oh, wow. Thank God. And 95 is trash. I'm like happy to see 95. You know, it's like, no, it's a nightmare. Same thing when I drive in Manhattan still, if I have to, I'm like, dude, get me the fuck. And I grew up driving there. It's a nightmare, dude. I fucking hate it now.
And that, now you're like in a like PA suburbs.
Oh, in Bucks County, yeah.
Which is yeah.
The ultimate suburb of Philly. You know,
that's great. Yeah. And do you feel just a sense of calm all the time?
Every day I walk out, I'm like, this is awesome. it's nice. Yeah. It's way nicer.
All right, guys. Well, you're weak. It's fun.
So how long you been in the city for? Are you
10 years?
10 years?
Ten years.
Where are you like from originally?
I'm from South Jersey.
Originally. Oh, okay. Well, so, where in South Jersey?
A couple of spots. It's kind of we moved every 4 years until my family's from Hamilton. And my mom and I but when I came along, it was like Vineland. My dad lived in Millville, so it was close for him to get to. Then we went from Vineland to Buna, and then Buna to Hamilton. So back to the homestead where my mom lives now.
Do you remember a venue called Hangar 84?
No.
It was in Vineland.
It
might have happened after you moved out of there.
What was it again?
It was just like a sick rock venue.
Oh, no, I didn't get to check it out.
Yeah,
I would have been young when I lived there. Yeah. So yeah, damn, that's a shame.
But anyway, so you've lived in Philly for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm done now. I'm broken. This city will be. I am broken. It's when you genuinely the city of brotherly love is not the name of the city. It's an affront. It's insane the amount of people that don't like the city of brotherly love. Is like, ha, we're just fucking kidding. What are you out of your mind? It's so terrible out there. When you don't want the people in the city, they don't want to get better. They genuinely don't. It's everyone is actively trying to do whatever they want. We don't want to get better. We don't want to be told what to do. And you can't do that in a city. It's not going to work. So,
yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. It's interesting, man. Cause I went into it. The first place in Philly I lived was in Center City in the Gayborhood.
Right.
And then I moved to East Kensington.
Okay.
And now I'm in West Philly.
Okay. Gotcha.
So it's sandwiched between two nice pieces of bread.
Right.
Where what West Philly, I'm like kissing the hood.
Right.
Yeah. But it's fine. It's a, gotcha. But East Kensington was fine too, but it's just like you. Yeah. I feel like a pussy for not liking it.
Okay,
because I'm like, oh, look at me, this fucking well-to-do kid, coming in here, not getting it.
True. I mean, there's not much to get.
Well-to-do kid, I just feel like such a fucking pussy.
I mean, I don't want everything to be I don't want everything to be Fishtown either. That's the thing that I'm trying to say. It's, but I would like for the people in the community where they see us, we do a block cleanup, we try to prevent people from, trying to pollute the area, trying to keep some green spaces, but I also don't want everything to be fucking Fishtown and way overpriced for the city. That's not helpful for the city either. We don't need a fucking yoga studio, on every goddamn block or whatever.
Get some
resources.
You don't need that. You don't need 47 million Pilates
places. Because
that's what we have out here. And it's crazy.
Yeah. So I just want resources for the people that are here to get, better, but we don't need more coffee shops and fucking breweries. I want them to have some fucking green spaces where their kids can play safely, that there aren't syringes and glasses, glass
character
all over the place. That's what I want for a city that's, coming up. That's what I want. But then, you get in and you just see a lot of folks that are damaging their own communities because they're just like, fuck it. I'm complacent. I don't give a shit anymore.
No one else cares. Why should I?
Problem. So then it just turns into me shouting at them, just being like, yo, pick up your fucking trash. Piece of shit. How dare you?
Because you have a interesting situation that my last place was kind of like that, where it's like one nice strip of places in the middle of hell.
Yeah, it's a little bit. We had a raid this morning on a house on this street.
Nice.
There was a raid. Nice. So I'm walking by to go work out. I'm just walking by and I just see, I'm like, oh, this is way too many. I got bulletproof vest, SWAT, and then I just see the fucking ram door, and I'm just like, all right, well, I'm gonna get out of your way, fellas.
You know.
But Rob, to your point, you're like, I feel like a put, like, dude, no, like, don't know. That's the normal feeling. It's not normal to walk outside and be surrounded in human shit and filth and fucking people yelling and fighting and not caring. Like, that's not normal.
Right, right.
Like, that's not normal. Like, that's not healthy. Like, whoever says that is fucking lying to you. No, it is healthy. Walking outside with my dog in a pleasant neighborhood. That is healthy. Like, it's crazy to think that. Like,
not in the first world.
More so what I think it is like, I think I grew up in like such a nice situation. And then when you do, like, especially as like a teenager, you try to make up proms.
Right.
So like I became like super emo and I'm like, dude, I'm so fucking twisted. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
And then you grow up in that, or I grew up in that. And then, and then like you go to a place where like stuff is actually bad. And then I was like, dude, I was such a fucking
pussy.
Right. Yeah. So I feel like
fucking button down shirt polo right away. Yeah. Like, oh sir.
Yeah. Yeah. I just move into like a place with like poverty and I have zero debt. Damn. Yeah. It does put it into perspective. And that's why I was saying like I needed it. But now I'm like, all right, cool. See ya.
Of course.
Yeah. But I know what you're saying, too, where it's like it is like a rational thought to be like, this isn't good.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah, I shouldn't feel stupid for realizing this isn't good. But then you just kind of take inventory of your own life and you're like, damn, okay.
Well, I mean, what I would urge you to do before you end up leaving is like, that's why I think it's important to try to go and see what the city has, like go to the museums as much as you can, like check out various things, get all the good stuff in, because there is a lot of good stuff, rope courses up near like East Falls and stuff, like things that are inside Philadelphia, man, do everything, you know what I mean? Which I know you get out there, but like, because all the good stuff you can find, it's just where the bad stuff is, like, you know, not dealing with the homelessness in Center City. Again, like we're a fairly, it's a giant city. Like we should be able to deal with like these very easy things.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Sorry, I should make this funny, but we should kill the homeless. So
unleash the cops.
Kraken?
Oh. Unleash the crackers is what you were going to say, I think.
I mean, yeah, dude. Yeah, because there's like so many sick parts of Philly.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff.
Yeah,
lots of cool stuff.
It's like, again, San Francisco, right? Yeah, lots of cool parts of San Francisco. No, it's also not a lot of cool parts of San Francisco. All the parts with the poop and the fucking street. You know what I'm saying? It's like where they have apps to avoid human shit in San Francisco because it's so bad. Like that's not cool. Right. You know, is that normal? Like no, but like yeah, there's cool parts of San Francisco. Like of course there. Like it's what cities are though. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so move to Bucks is another way. At the end of this is move to Bucks.
It's fucking way better.
But I would say pitch. But also, I love that you're going back to Jersey because I think
I love Jersey. So
there's
much.
Some great stuff. Like South Jersey is awesome. It's not far from stuff. Like it is. You know, again, most people per capita. So fucking shout out my home fucking town. All right, let's do plugs and then we'll finish up the podcast with some more shit.
Mr. Cruz,
go ahead.
Podcast I do with Drew Montana and Naeem Ali.
Rob, say that again. Your mic cut out. I think your echo thing is on your side, Neil, is whatever that problem we have. It's not important. Just say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, cool. So check out Durag and the Deer Tag podcast. Do with Naeem Ali and Drew Montana. Both people have been on guests on this podcast. check out patreon.com/durag and the deer tag. Also check out Field Tripping with Tim Butterly. I've been part of making that and the doing editing for that sick show where Tim Butterly just takes out other comics on field trips and gets high and has a blast. Check out patreon.com/fieldtripping. Follow me at The Attention Horse on Instagram, and I think that's it.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So, Adam, what you got coming up? Adam Nutter.
Follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter, Instagram, Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok, YouTube.com/Adam Nutter. Yay. Go to that. Sub that. Please. Thank you. And September 1st, Fifth Borough Comedy Festival, Staten Island, my home place of trash. Come on out, all you Staten Island peeps. North Cantina. Yeah, Mexican Cantina, North Shore. That's where it's going to be. So come on out to that. Neil's on that show as well. So I think it's a 8 or 9 p.m. show. We'll let you know next week. But come on out to that. It's going to be fun fucking time. And that is... Oh, and September 13th, Speakeasy Comedy, Philly. That's it for me.
Boom. Nice. You can check me out at IamNeilWood.com for all my dates and details for stand up. I'll be at, I think, Rotten Ralph's. I'm doing a little Wednesday show over there, Rotten Ralph's. That'll be August 23rd. Go check out that show. It's in Old City. It's a great little venue, so go check that out. And of course, every second and fourth Friday of the month, you can check us out at Myers Brewing Company. Two shows typically. So, you know, they're only $12 a pop, different comics for each show. So, you know, we're there always. Thanks for everybody who came out for our last one. It was a lot of fun, and all the comics and everyone did great. So we appreciate that. And actually the same night, so that's going to be August 25th. I'll be heading from Myers Brewing Company for our first show and heading over to Soul Jules Sunnybrook. Awesome venue. You know, it's only $5 tickets to check out some great comics from Jay Yoder and Steve Rinaldi right after the headline show. So buy those tickets for the headline show, and you can even hang out after and see some more awesome comedy. So it's a great room, and shout out to them. And we are back at Wissahickon Brewing Company in September. Looks like we're going to have Steve Rinaldi kicking it off with a nice headline and spot. And check out everything at Biggest Little Comedy on Instagram or droptent.com/events for all our dates and details for that. And you can check out more from this podcast if you go over to droptent.com/store. Get in the store, buy a shirt, buy a hat. There's different colors, different patterns, all kinds of cool stuff in there.
Sleeveless summer is almost over. Sleeveless summer. Come on.
Okay.
Sleeveless tees.
Adam's trying to pitch it. Yeah, or buy a sweatshirt and cut the sleeves off.
This is sweet looking merch.
Thank you, man. I know we gotta do. I know I don't get out enough as much as I can, but I mean, there's some steady stuff in there that I like. I have some of these shirts. It's good quality. I got to get some more hats. I know that. But I mean, I got a good head of hair, so why buy? But yeah, or if you want to support the network, you know, there's Drop 10 sweatshirts, Drop 10 shirts. You know, if you just want to support the network, we appreciate it. And you can go over to patreon.com/cultofus for all of our extra content. We got definitely another gauntlet in the hopper for you, but we've got movie watches on there. We've got stuff from the road, recordings with guests that we've had from all over the place, bigger comedians, guests, all kinds of fun stuff. All right. Also, don't forget, you can jump in our Discord. We like to watch fights, you know, MMA and all kinds of cool stuff.
Oh, fight this Saturday. Oh, not this Saturday. Sorry. And Tuesday, whatever.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Fight coming up. It's all good. We'll get into the tier. It's only $5. We'll send you a shirt as well. So, you know, we'll ask for that sweet shape of your body. And, you know, it's all $5. So get in there for all that cool stuff. Check us out on Odyssey. Rumble. I don't even know what Rumble is, but Adam said that
it's another video platform.
Perfect. I don't know. So do all that stuff. Odyssey, YouTube, all of it. And don't forget iTunes, you know, that gets us up there. We appreciate
Spotify,
it.
All that shit.
Spotify, all that cool stuff. Rate and review, people. Boom. Take us out of plugs.
Yeah.
Coming on back in. There you go.
Hell yeah, dude.
And any art stuff, James Wood art. .com. Go there.
See?
If you want to hire me for some shit. All kinds of cool stuff. What were you on?
Oh, yeah. It was Jersey.
Jersey's fun. Dog. I forgot about that raid this morning. Sorry. I even put that in like the group chat for the neighborhood. I was like, hey, just so you know, they're raiding a house at the end of our street. So just probably stay inside. Don't worry about it, you know, but just stay inside for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't know who they were, you know, serving a warrant. And, you know, if they're busting down the door, they might be not sure what exactly is about to happen. So I don't know what's going on in those houses. They're renting them out. That's what's happening is they're not up for, they keep renting them out to people. And weirdly enough, people keep like abusing them and throwing parties and like, what? Who knew? What? And then they can't get them sold.
Wild.
For some weird reason, because they're wrecked on the inside and they had to fucking break down the door.
Yeah, so if my door got broken down 7 times as a landlord, I'd be pretty pissed.
It makes no sense. Yeah, but I forgot about that. But yeah, Jersey, I think, is a good move. Even just like right over the bridge, if you like can get it. It's just so accessible to everything.
Yeah, and dude, I mean, I really cherish the South Jersey comedy scene. I don't know how it's doing now because I haven't gotten the chance to go over there as much.
Yeah.
Like I just got my car back in the last year. So, but yeah, dude, I mean, so many fucking sick bros came out of there, and that's how I met you guys. I mean, Adam, I know you're like a PA Staten Island dude, but I consider you a South Jersey comic.
Nice.
Yeah. And, Yeah, I felt like the first time I started stand up, I think I did maybe High Note at first, and then my second or third time I went to Raven Lounge, and I went on in the third. Right. They call it the third half, where you guys know how it is. It's just horrible, and I just bombed so hard where it was like I don't even know what to do with this. Whereas like. I've said it before, but like it felt like I failed like a calculus problem, but I don't know how to add. Gotcha. Where like I didn't even know like what nutrition to take from it. So then I went back to South Jersey and just learned how to tell joke and just met like really funny dudes over there. Like I met you guys, I met Cody, I met Jeff, I met Rusty, Matt Dan Peoples Madden, later,
John Montag,
Matt People, like all those dudes. And I felt like that like. Without that scene being available,
I know.
Like I feel like I wouldn't have continued.
I was singing the praises of that place. I was just doing it at another mic, just because I was like, I wasn't shitting on the mic there. I was just kind of like, I was like, well, it's just a different animal, you know. We came up. I was talking to Epilite Lavelle, which is like in my head, who is like a freshman in that scene, and I'm, you know, like I got to. Like I graduated, whatever, like, you know, we're just thinking of time and like the wave of comics are coming in. But like, I got to see Neil Carroll, like it's really on the back of like Steve Bryant, Neil Carroll, Matt. I can't remember what was Matt's last name. Jeez, I haven't seen him in forever. But like these great writers that were just in this little pocket, this little room at the Tap Room in
Dave Primiano,
in Jersey. Primiano, a monster, you know what I mean? Just and. I realized what a nice thing it was for me to meet who I met from my, you know, Jesse Dram and Drew Papsky and, you know, Mike Lozada, stuff like that, who even if they're not doing comedy anymore.
Starving
like,
Naked Comedy.
Yeah, right, man. Dude. Starving Naked Comedy, dude.
Bobby Fox. Race.
Oh, baby, all day. You know, so, but we got to see so much. I didn't realize how good it was because then City Mike's like transitioning over and dipping into both was like different. I mean, we don't like when you talk comedy, which I get, but it is nice. You just, it's just akin to any artist who kind of like gets to maybe like paint out, you know, learn from a mentor out in, you know, a rural space rather than just jumping into like a French, you know, the academy, you know, and just like having to be learned and like that way they had an appreciation for writing that like, if you didn't have shit to talk about, there wasn't. And they also weren't hammered. Let's be honest. They weren't macked. Like, I mean, bless fucking like the class ahead of us at Raven that, you know, that are doing very well now. And I hope keep going even farther. But like, yeah, like Shainer was the first guy who like, when I did my set at Raven, he was hammered. He bought me a shot of fucking Fireball. And just he put his arm over my shoulder. Shainer is 5'5" and he like brought me down like this. He's like, hey, man, you're going to fucking bomb. Like you're gonna suck real bad up there, but don't worry about it. It's gonna be fine. And then just like pat me on the ass and like sent me up there, just ate shit. Oh, you know, and it was great.
It used to be so wild.
Oh yeah,
definitely. It used to be so wild. I started like, man, I took a break for 2 years and then started again, and that's when I considered like really starting. So I was there when like Shainer and like Shane.
Yeah.
Six and like all of them were still there.
Yeah, the crew.
Dude, it was Sydney. Crazy.
Yeah, oh, it was nuts. Yeah, it was great to see. It was where we were in like a crazy spot where it was like, oh, cool. Like I go to Jersey and see great comics, and then I come in and see some awesome comics and people from Helium stopping in and stuff like that. So it was really, really cool. Yeah, really great. So yeah. They hate when we talk comedy on here, so I'm trying to bring.
Oh, they don't like it.
Else. It's a whole thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess
it's under, but we could tie it to other stuff, but what the fuck was I gonna say? Sorry, everybody. Anybody with a topic, throw it out while I try to process what the fuck we're talking.
I just want to yell out something.
No, it's fun.
A slur. I don't know why.
Well, he tries to do it every episode. No, do you have anything for trust me, dude? It's fine if you don't.
This is a segment.
So yeah, we've been kind of playing this thing.
We have a segment called "Do You Trust Me?" We don't do it. First of all, we don't do it every week because I don't want to kill the segment. But it's essentially just like a thing where it's like there's no factual basis or statistical evidence I have or Neil and I have to our take. It's like a take we have that I'm telling you I'm right. Just trust me, I'm right.
It's about akin to New York racism.
Okay,
you know what I mean. Yeah, it's like trust me, dude. Puerto Ricans at night, 2 a.m. on the train, stay away from. You're like, what? That's so specifically weird and general in the same way. What are you talking about?
I love it.
It's fun. I'm working on one that it's going to be a good banger, but I came out, the first one we did was a real banger. And the next two we did were good, but not as good as the first one. First one, I proved Helen Keller's a fraud. She is.
Ooh.
She's a fraud. But I have a good one for the next one. I'm trying to keep it under wraps, but I have a little more.
Allegedly. Just so we're protected from lawsuits.
From who? The Helen Keller Foundation? Suck my dick. She's a fake.
We don't know if her spirit's in the world, dude. We have no idea.
Fair. Sure. You're right. Ghosts might exist. So I'm sorry Helen Keller's ghost, but fake. Sure. So I have a good
I'm
one.
Sure, brewing. She heard that.
I mean, I have one on ghosts like right now. Like I was telling people, like Tom Crowley's.
Was this your official detail?
Talking about. Yeah, like whatever, official. Okay. Yeah, put a stamp on it.
All right.
I was like, yeah, man, ghosts don't exist. I firmly, everyone hates this, but I go like, yeah, they don't. It's just, if you just look into our perception and our vision and how we react in dark spaces at night, you know, you really just don't understand the mechanisms that are going on in your lizard brain. So when the hair stands up in the back of your neck, it's not ghosts. It's just your lizard brain being like, why the fuck are we in the dark right now? We're going to get attacked because dark things come out and they kill us.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. And that people don't understand how the perception goes. So like, you know, it's just, I'm like, that's just been ghosts the entire time. That's it from the beginning of human. And it's again, cause you'll never see a 1980s ghost. There's never all the reasons that comics have given for like, it's weird how ghosts operate, right? Like all those bits. It's just cause there's never been ghosts. It's not a thing.
Yeah. Get this.
I'm a firm fucking Houdiniite, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get punched in the stomach to die, you know?
I so badly want to believe in all that stuff.
I do, too.
Yeah. You know how, like, Cody did those music festival shows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hippie shows.
Oh, dude.
I wanted so bad to, like, believe in all their bullshit.
I know. You're just Moonchild's talk about fucking chakras and Vegas or whatever the fuck.
It sounds so nice. And then ladies take out their tits and call it spirituality. Listen, and I'm like, yo, this rules.
Yeah, for real. Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong.
Mother
Earth. Very cool.
But Mother Earth's mountains over here. Look at these two.
Hippie dudes are the goddamn worst.
Oh, it's the worst.
Because they'll just act like pieces of shit and like blame it on their hippie shit.
I'll take it.
They'll like fuck your girlfriend and be like, come on, man, we're all one. Why are you upset? Yeah.
And they smell all the time.
That's your hang up.
I'll take a crunchy chick over a crunchy dude any day. Yeah, like it just in terms of French, like knowing them, it's like, I don't want to know a crunchy dude. I don't give two fucks about whatever your nonsense that you say to get in the sack with these women. Yeah. Like I just, their identities are all built around weirder stuff. I mean, I'm not saying.
It is identity seeking.
Yeah. It's, I mean, listen, it's hard to go on stage and be like, why are you all putting your identities around nonsense? No one likes that. No one's this is a likable guy. But I genuinely think it. I mean, like, dude, I don't like anyone who's built their identity on just like fucking, you know, sand. And it's I'm not saying mine's perfect, but it's just, I at least don't ask, you know, subscribe to bullshit. But, and it's fine. I will say that in my 30s and stuff, it's like, hey man, you know, some microdose and mushrooms I want to get over to. And I like I wouldn't call it spirituality of things, but I like the meeting of like the consciousness to its environment.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it, but like, can we pull back and Reiki and all this crystals? Yeah. Like, it's like, there's so much time. How much are you paying for these crystals? You know what I mean? It's just money. It's just like, I have the problem with religion. It's just religion and money. It's the same thing with like identity politics and stuff and money. I just go like, it all ends with you guys buying nonsense.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Bongos are only cool to a certain point.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, but I'll get in a hacky sack. You know what I mean? I'll throw it around. I got limbs. You know what I mean?
And I like what they're saying, but I don't like the reason behind it.
Yeah.
Where I don't necessarily believe in like the whole universe stuff.
Right.
Where it's like that they're like, we want to like open our mind with drugs.
Right.
I'm cool with that.
Sure.
Just be like, drugs makes me feel sick.
Right.
Don't say like I'm connecting to something. Be like, I like drugs. And I'm like, yo, Amen, brother.
I've been trying to
like, don't give me this weird reason.
Don't do this roundabout.
Yeah,
I agree with you. It's like when OnlyFans tricks. Like I'm expressing my art. I'm like, just say you want to fucking show your tits online and get money. Like stop with the fucking art shit.
Because that rules. Just be like that rules too.
Just be like, I want to do this. Okay.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah, exactly.
It's not
exactly.
Picasso. It's not this. You being like, isn't fucking Starry Night? You fucking idiot. Shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Are your tits triangles? No.
No.
They're just tits.
Just fucking dumb. Floppy tits. All right. Just
but she has some wonderful boobies, maybe, and they're, you know, I'm okay with it.
Amen,
either
brother.
Way. That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point.
No,
either way.
Do your thing. That's my point. But stop saying it's not like the thing it's not. You know, like stop trying to compare it to like some artsy. It's not. You're showing tits online. Calm down.
Right.
No one's fucking looking at you being like, the work she put into this is fucking. Adam, look at the brush strokes. Like,
Adam, right. There's an art to everything. All right, buddy. All right. And you can check mine out. This is at Big Nip Neil.
Yeah,
I do have that. I had to put some content up.
Dude, those are your fifth eyes.
I know.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. But the subscribing to stuff. I give them a little bit of a leash. I don't know. How much do you talk to them? It's like, you know, but I imagine at the festival, it's fun. I imagine
right.
The festivals was you definitely had to get a lot of different characters and different types of crunchy bros and, you know, ladies out there. That's got to be crazy. I've heard some good stuff and some good stories from those. Because you guys had to sneak. Were you in the one where they had to sneak in? They had to kind of.
I wasn't at that
one. No, you weren't at that one. Smart move if you even were. It didn't really matter. Yeah. We don't want to blow their spot. I don't know if they're still trying to do them.
But I went to that same festival a year later. I think it was Anahana's Purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Anahana's Purpose does not sound like a music festival. Anahana's Purpose?
It was more like a wellness retreat that had music.
Uh-huh.
We had to start after the music. That was the thing with all those festivals where it's like we started like 3 a.m.
right?
Yeah. Because we had to wait for the music to stop. And each time it felt like an assembly, just getting people on like acid to just chill the fuck out.
Oh man.
They're like, hey, you over there with the epiphany, chill.
What's up, man? I just talked to fucking Saturn. Fucking weird, dude. Yeah. Saturn.
It's like,
dude.
I know you think you melted into the wall, but can you just like turn around and face us, please? That'd be great.
You got to talk to Saturn, bro. Dude, it hates black people.
Then I have to make a thumbnail where it's like, comedian obliterates consciousness.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, I want to try. I don't know how much psychedelics have you gotten into?
None.
Okay.
No, gotcha. The most I ever did that was like psychoactive was edibles.
Edibles. Okay.
Some tea. And then I just closed myself in a dark room and just thought about my parents dying for like 6 hours. And then I was like, dude, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. That'll do it.
That's okay. Where
I get you. I want to go in slow. I want to dip my little toe into just like microdose of mushrooms. That's my game plan whenever I kind of get that together. But I also am doing drugs like an adult. So I'm just like, we have to pick a day and we'll have our space. Oh,
dude, I can tell you, know what I got that I want to, I don't know if you have to do it though. I got edibles, weed, that are each one, I think is 500 milligrams.
All right. Okay.
Or 1,000.
Right. Well, you don't eat them.
They don't work for me, but I got them. I got two of them. And they're like, he said it was either 500 or 1,000 each. It was in the hundreds or like 1,000. I forgot, but it was like super high each one, like crazy high each one. Where he said, like, you should take, like, if you just are a regular, like, if edibles work for you, he said you should take like a quarter, like a little sliver.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to just take off 100 milligrams, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's insane. And I was like, give me those.
Those are sleepy times for me. That's a sleepy time thing. Yeah.
If I
can't
took two
of
those. Do you think it would work? I don't think so, right?
We've wasted. I don't know, man. Do you want to eat $150, $200 and a bunch and it not work? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. He doesn't make the enzyme. He's not like powerful. I feel like people are getting some of the science now, but he just doesn't make the enzyme to make the THC work.
Yeah.
Better.
I think like that, it doesn't water.
Yeah. Or some shit. So it just, it doesn't work on him. So it just, edibles just don't work. He can smoke. He actually gets higher just smoking regular fucking flower. Weirdly enough, because he's
that bong helmet dude from fucking.
Oh, right. Yeah. Can we talk about this real quick? We'll wrap up.
Yo,
because you did get into it. Because you,
I
think you talked about it a little, or I can't remember if we did on that, but that might not be out yet. So, hit him with everything.
Yeah, no. Next so, Yeah, so I did a Cody Wright's. We were talking about Cody, oddly enough. Cody Wright's weed game show, Take a Rip, at a Clarity head shop in Jersey, and it was fun. It's like Price is Right, but all weed games. So it was like, you know, me, Lemaire Lee, people definitely know Lemaire probably, but like and a bunch of other comics, Claudia was there obviously, but like it was Price is Right rules. So I won the first thing, like the first spin. I got the first, I guess the price of the first thing. We went to the winner's bracket. So there's four of us. And then I was on a team with Claudia. So it was Claudia and me as a team. And it was against Lemaire. And Rob, what's his name? John? Do you know him?
No.
No one knows these people. Sorry, it doesn't matter. I don't know why you keep saying names.
It doesn't matter.
You were on. Just
reference him. Lemaire's teammate. Lemaire's teammate. Yeah. They won.
Is he like newer? I didn't know him.
No idea.
Okay. No idea. All right. Carry on.
So they win. And now it's down. So Cody's like, all right, we need three for the finals, obviously, for Price is Right rules. So you guys can compete for a final spot. I was like, all right, I'm thinking we're going to do like another like weed bong helmet, which cool. So everybody knows the beer helmets, obviously the classic beer helmet. They did that with bongs. They had mason jars on each side and little contraptions on top of that. And then two people lit it as on a construction helmet as you had two tubes that went to your mouth, like a walrus. And then lit it. And then the one game I played against Lemaire is you have to inhale and then hold the smoke as long as you can.
Jesus.
So they timed it. Lemaire did like 12 seconds. I did like 30, no break, whatever. But so I won. But that fucked me up. Like holding it like real weed in that long. I was like, and then I blow it out. I was like, I'm fine. And then like 4 minutes later, I was like, uh-oh. I am fucked. Yeah. It was rough. So Claudia and I are now facing sort of a head off one-on-one. And Cody's like, all right, if you want to advance, you have to dump this pudding on your head. And immediately I was like, oh no, I'm good. You could go. You could just go. You could just give it to her. You should just have to do it. I'm not going to do it for sure. No. Cause I have dignity and respect, and this isn't for money. So I'm not going to do it. And Lemaire's like, you have a hat. I'm like, I'm not ruining my clothes for this either. Yeah, you're fucking, or have a sticky head for the drive home. I'm like, nah, you could just do it. And then she's like, should I do it? And then I was like, yeah, actually, you should do it. You should. Yeah.
She asked, like, Cody, she's like, do you double dog dare me? And then he was like, I do.
Yeah. I started chanting pudding. I was like, pudding. Pudding, and everybody got involved in that, and then I think she just felt peer pressure to do it, but she did it. And then I gotta be honest with you, she didn't look psyched. She didn't win though. She didn't win the whole thing.
She won the whole thing.
Yeah. She won the whole thing.
I didn't expect her to do it at all.
She should actually be thanking me.
She because her and her hair. But we date, by the way. I don't know if people know that, but so I know like her hair, the multicultural curls.
All right.
She's
throwing pudding in that.
She's half Irish, half Puerto Rican, and her hair is. 49% of Puerto Rican.
Yeah, an issue,
she's very particular with it. Like you can't even like scratch her head like the way you would do it. She would be like, you have to do it a multicultural way. So I was like, there's no way she's doing this.
Yeah.
And then she did it, and I was very impressed. And then she won the whole thing. And then and then I did chores that night.
Did she drive home? Was she pissed about their stickiness in their hair the whole ride home?
What?
Was she pissed about how sticky her hair was the whole ride home?
No, she was cool about it. She was in it to win it.
Yeah.
She was like worth it.
She really didn't even have to really do it because I conceded right away. I was like, I'm just done. You could just go to the finals.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to do it. It was a trooper for sure.
Yeah. No, but pretty sick.
Did you guys go through all that weed already?
What?
Did you guys go through all that weed already as your prize?
Oh, no. She didn't take the roaches home. Yeah, so Cody, the winner got like 10 packs, Marlboro menthol packs of roaches.
Jesus Christ.
She didn't take those home, but she took, they gave her like a sick bong.
Yeah. Sometimes. This is for an audience, I imagine, this entire thing. No.
Yeah. No. No. I'm backing Adam up to you.
No, I mean, there's other comics and stuff. It's at our weeds. It's really for YouTube. It's really like a game show for YouTube, really.
Cool.
So there were like other comics and stuff there that were like kind of the audience that weren't participating, which was fun. But you know, comics.
Yeah.
How Cody we are as an audience.
Cody. It's a great thing for Cody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check out more of Cody stuff. It's spectacular. I'm glad that they're doing like more fun games like that. Like Weeding Out the Stones with Alex Grubar is always a fun show to watch. Just even the clips. Yeah, when you look at it again, more stuff you can check out. I think that's like in New York, and he comes down with it every once in a while. Into Philly. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. But check out if you're in the area in PA, like New York, it's like check out. Yeah, Weeding Out the Stones, Cody's thing. They're great. I love the weed play between them. I would fucking suck.
You know what? I gotta do that show. I gotta ask Alex to do that show. I've never done that show. It's wild.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should be there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That would be yeah. Ooh. You'd be in there.
You know where that'll be? Philly Comedy Festival, September 3rd.
Oh, boom. Oh. Nice. Yeah. Good. Yeah, yeah. You got stuff going on there. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, this has been fucking a delight, dude. Get out to all that show. Yeah, get in some more weed games. I feel like weed games are fun. I'm glad that Cody's doing them. Cody's perfect for it. How great of a fucking announcer. Like, I could even, if that show, I hope that show goes, like, if the YouTube, like, goes, because Cody is perfect.
I know. That.
You couldn't ask for a better, like, just long hair, you know, but he's also, like, so can handle his drugs.
Oh, yeah, but or at least
drinking not as much, but you know the other ones.
It's also funny because like he had no command for like as a host for the show. Like,
right.
Was, like, so yeah. Lemire and I went head to head again twice, and the other competition was he's like, all right, you guys have to eat this nugget of raw weed, and we both were like, nah, we're not gonna do that.
It's insane.
I had a nibble and I was like, I almost threw up. I was like, this is disgusting. I was like, dude, Lemire tried. He's like, nah, we're not. And then Cody was like, all right. He just like gave up on it.
Does it do anything to you if you just swallow
it? No, it doesn't. I thought it did, but
need to eat a shit ton of weed for it to work.
No, it still wouldn't. It would make you sick because it has to be heating up or heated up for the thing to be activated. You're just eating like an actual flower. It's like eating like a leaf outside. It's just no difference. Like you wouldn't get high from it. So you had to fucking like actually like heat it up and shit. But it's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. It takes a while. The taste is.
Let us know. Write in. Buy a bunch of weed and eat it. All right. Yeah. See what happens. Who gives a shit? You got money out there. Or if you don't, send it over to our Patreon.
Yeah.
So, hey, absolutely. Okay. Dude, thanks, Rob, just for stopping on in with all the projects and shit you got going on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Rob Cruz. He's amazing. Adam Nutter, you know, hi, buddy. It's good to see you.
Love you.
I've been Neil Wood. Another day in the cult, people. Later.
Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Fluid.
Human.
Fluid.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.